USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. Three people were found dead in Santo Tomas, Baja California, as authorities search for two Australians and one American who went missing last weekend in the coastal Mexican state. The three men were thought to have been surfing and camping in Baja California along the coast near the city of Ensenada. They were considered missing Saturday when they did not arrive in their Airbnb in the nearby city of Rosarito. The FBI declined to provide further details, including identifications of the bodies. Pro-Palestinian protests are scheduled to take place on Saturday at Kent State University in Ohio on the anniversary of protests that led to shootings on the campus decades ago. Saturday will be the 54th anniversary since May 4, 1970 events on campus when state National Guardsmen opened fire on anti-war protesters, leaving four people dead. Students say they will be memorializing the anniversary by holding their own protests. The nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April, but still added a decent 175,000 jobs in a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the robust U.S. job market. Friday's government report showed that last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the blockbuster increase of 315,000 in March, and it was well below the 233,000 gain that economists had predicted for April. The state of the economy is weighing on voters' minds as the November presidential campaign intensifies. Despite the strength of the job market, Americans remain generally exasperated by high prices, and many of them assign blame to President Joe Biden. The California Supreme Court has ruled that a person cannot be detained for trying to avoid cops because that doesn't constitute a crime. The case was brought by a man from Los Angeles who was detained on suspicion of illegal activity when he crouched down behind a car as cops approached. The police officers' union calls the ruling out of touch. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The Justice Department has indicted Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife, charging the pair with bribery and money laundering related to their ties with a bank in Mexico and an oil and gas company controlled by Azerbaijan. If convicted, they could spend years or even decades in prison. Cuellar denied any wrongdoing and vowed to run for re-election for his Texas seat in November. Southwest Airlines will offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays mandated by the U.S. Transportation Department following the 2022 holiday meltdown. Passengers can claim a Southwest voucher if their flights are canceled or delayed within a week of departure, or if they arrive 3 or more hours later than planned. Vouchers are not applicable if the flight is affected by factors like weather. The California Supreme Court has ruled that a person cannot be detained for trying to avoid cops because that doesn't constitute a crime. The case was brought by a man from Los Angeles who was detained on suspicion of illegal activity when he crouched down behind a car as cops approached. The police officers' union calls the ruling out of touch. President Joe Biden extended the highest U.S. civilian award to 19 people, including Team USA leader Katie Ledecky, the assassinated civil rights leader Medgar Evers, and Everything Everywhere All at Once actress Michelle Yeoh, who was the first Asian to win the Academy Award for Best Actress. The honoree list plays special homage to firsts in their field. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.